is a communication with headquarters by which the weapons of warfare are deployed according to the will of God. That's the connection between the weapons and prayer in Ephesians chapter 6. Prayer is for war. Missions is given as a field for prayer. The connection between prayer and missions can be seen in a passage that doesn't use warfare words, but deals with the same reality, namely John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." The logic of this sentence is crucial. Why is the Father going to give the disciples what they ask in Jesus' name? Answer: because they have been sent to bear fruit. The reason the Father gives the disciples the instrument of prayer is because Jesus has given them a mission. In fact, the grammar of John chapter 15, verse 16, implies that the reason Jesus gives them their mission is so that they will be able to use the power of prayer. "I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." This is just another way of saying that prayer is a wartime walkie-talkie. God designed it and gave it to us for use on a mission. You can say the mission is to bear fruit, or you can say the mission is to set the captives free. The point stays the same. Prayer is designed to extend the kingdom into fruitless enemy territory. Why prayer malfunctions? Probably the number one reason prayer malfunctions in the hands of believers is that we try to turn a wartime walkie-talkie into a domestic intercom. Until you know that life is war, you cannot know what prayer is for. Prayer is for the accomplishment of a wartime mission. It is as though the field commander, Jesus, called in the troops, gave them a crucial mission, go and bear fruit, handed each of them a personal transmitter coded to the frequency of the general's headquarters, and said, "Comrades, the general has a mission for you. He aims to see it accomplished, and to that end he has authorized me to give each of you personal access to him through these transmitters. If you stay true to his mission and seek his victory first, he will always be as close as your transmitter, to give tactical advice and to send air cover when you need it." But what have millions of Christians done? We have stopped believing that we are in a war. No urgency, no watching, no vigilance, no strategic planning, just easy peace and prosperity. And what did we do with the walkie-talkie? We tried to rig it up as an intercom in our houses and cabins and boats and cars, not to call in firepower for conflict with a mortal enemy, but to ask for more comforts in the den. Times of great distress. In Luke chapter 21, verses 34 to 35, Jesus